May I ask you something rather delicate, Bishop?
Of course you may, my son.
Do you believe the Church of England is racist?
Absolutely not.
Have you personally ever sought to prevent a member of an ethnic minority from joining the church?
Never in my life. I've been far too busy trying to keep the women out.
The latest news are the News Hardlines, starring Roy Hudd, June Whitfield, and Chris Emmett, with Peter Moss and the Hardliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what Prince Charles does for male pinups. Did you see that picture of him? That Toronto paper printed a picture of Charles stripped down. So he has got two bald spots, eh? It's Charles and Di have gone to Canada, though, hoping to be treated like normal tourists. It's working. They've already spent 3 days in the departure lounge at Gatwick. But there was some big news this week, eh? A bit of extra money for pensioners over 80. Yeah. Margaret only goes to the ones who are still living at home with their parents. I was reading my copy of the Daily Mossad. I mean, sorry, the Daily Mirror the other day. And I saw that Jim Davidson's name is on a list of Tory party supporters. No wonder Labour 7 points ahead in the polls, eh? Turning away socialist power, I read that Neil Kinnock's family descends from a line of Scottish shoemakers. So it's not just his policies that are a load of old cobblers, eh? Oh, and I see that a pub in Leeds has been called the worst pub in Britain. Yes, apparently the service was so bad, people kept mistaking it for post office. Did you read about that woman who tried to clean her clothes with heroin? After Radion, I suppose you'll try anything, really. And what about that town that's broken up its old toilets, crushed them, and mixed them into a new road surface? Yeah, it's all right, but now the streets are full of U-bends.
Oh, darling, you are clever to have got tickets for Covent Garden. Franz Stahl's who?
Nothing's too good for you, my sweet. I know how you love coming to the Royal Opera House.
Not exactly full, is it?
You know, I'd go further, Fiona. It's absolutely empty. Oh, there's a little chap in the orchestra pit. I'll ask him what's going on. I say!
Blimey, you gave me a start there, mate. Oh, I think I've cracked a maraca here.
Oh, I am sorry.
I'll give it a shake later, see if it's still working. What are you doing here, anyway?
We've come to see Rigoletto.
Well, you'll need binoculars, then. He's gone home.
Gone home?
Yes, we're on strike, mate. Everything's cancelled.
Isn't that just typical of those stagehand Johnnies?
Yes, trust the manual workers to ruin our night out.
Oi, oi, not so much of the manual. I'm a highly skilled musician, I am. And it's us in the orchestra who are down tools.
You mean you play in the Royal Opera House Orchestra?
Certainly do, Chunky. I am the sub-principal percussionist, I am. Doubling up when required on second timpani.
Oh, you mean you just play the drums?
But you said you were a highly skilled musician.
Watch it, mate. I'll shove this tambourine right down your throat.
Oh. I suppose you're striking for more money.
Too right, lady. Do you know what I'll get paid for one performance? £50 I'll get paid. That's all.
It sounds very reasonable to me just for banging around, hitting lumps of metal and bits of wood for 2 hours.
Careful, my friend. I'm not afraid to use this, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, but I do think my husband's right. I mean, why should you get paid as much as real musicians like violinists and cellists? I mean, they've had to spend ages studying their instruments.
So have I, mate. Playing the tambourine requires a wrist technique that only comes with years of regular practice.
Yes, late into the night in your case, I expect.
Yeah, where's my glasses? You what?
Are you saying there'll be no music at all tonight?
No, I am not. As it happens, we in the band are not totally on strike. We're just working a rule, aren't we?
Well, what does that mean?
It means, madame, that in the course of the evening, every member of the orchestra will come to the pit and perform their part from Rigoletto.
Oh, how marvellous.
Sadly for you, they will not be performing those parts at the same time. We're all taking it in turns. Ah, here comes Sebastian, our third trumpet. All right, Sebby. Yeah, you're in luck. He's just starting the overture. See you later, Sebby.
Just a moment. Where's he going?
It's tea break, isn't it?
Well, he's only just got here.
We are taking intervals as and when we feel like it at this moment in time. But don't worry, I'm about to play the whole of Act 2.
On what instrument?
The triangle.
How simply thrilling.
Don't get lippy. I can do this with my left hand as well,
that's
you know.
That's a rare skill, yeah.
Oh, now, shut up, you. I'm starting, aren't I?
All right, all right.
Have you begun?
Yes.
Well, why aren't you hitting your triangle, then?
I've still got another 97 bars before I come in.
Oh, really? Oh, come on, darling. Let's go and find something decent to listen to. This is just ludicrous.
You all right, mate? I'm packing this lark in and all. I'm going out to make some real money.
Are you giving up music?
No.
But you're leaving Covent Garden?
No.
Then I don't understand. How can you earn a decent living round here as a musician?
I'm going down the tube station to be a busker, aren't I? Let me take you by the hand.
Oh, well. Good morning. I'd like to join the police force, please.
Very good, sir. Your name?
Tom Thumb.
I beg your pardon?
Tom Thumb. That's T-H-U-M-B, as in thumb. I understand the height restriction's been abolished, so my shortness is no longer a barrier to me joining the force.
Oh, I see, sir. And how tall are you, exactly?
3 inches.
3 inches.
That's right, yes. Give or take an eighth. I'm 3 and a half with me platform soles.
Are you indeed?
Yes. Aye.
You're an elf, aren't you, sir?
I might be.
You might be.
Yeah, well, I've never really thought about it.
Never really thought about it. Mr. Thumb, take it from me. You're a goblin. You're a leprechaun of the First Order. You are a man, if I might say, Mr. Thumb, who exudes imphood.
Well, I admit I might be a little on the brief side.
A little on the brief side? You're ruddy minute, you are. The minute you walked through that door, I said to myself, there walks a man who uses a matchstick as a pole vault. Mr. Thumb, you radiate tininess.
Yeah, but so what?
So what? Shoot me down in flames, me old codger. But don't you think your magnificent lack of stature might in some way inhibit the satisfactory execution of your duties as a member of the Metropolitan Constabulary?
On the contrary, I view my dwarf-like nature as a positive asset.
Do you?
Aye. Ponder, if you will, the plight of the police... Ponder, if you will... I'll ponder that again.
I can't wait to get the ponder's end, can you? Hurry?
Ponder, if you will, the plight of the police hound, weary after a long evening snuffling round the nooks and crannies of a semi-detached in Uxbridge, in nasal pursuit of some illegal intoxicants concealed therein.
Yes.
Whilst the dog slumbers in grateful indolence, I, a mere elf, can utilise my goblin-esque attributes and slip cunning as a shrew into each wainscot, seeking out the unlawful comestibles by way of miniature investigation.
I think all the lads in the canteen enjoyed that, sir, by the way. Well, whilst admiring your ambition, sir, I laugh mockingly at the unparalleled absurdity of your application.
Do I detect behind your words, Constable, the concealed subtext, you would be rubbish as a copper?
You have, Mr. Thumb, in your non-big way, correctly interpreted my emotions at this juncture of the interview.
You swine.
My porcy nature, sir, is connected not one whit with sir's massive unsuitability to pound the beat. I therefore purse my lips in sardonic certitude and bring forth to the air the words, shove off.
But why?
Why, you're an elf, Mr. Thumb. You're one of the fairy folk, aren't you? You're a munchkin. Munchkins can't wear police helmets. They'd look ridiculous, wouldn't they?
I could wear a small one.
No, you couldn't.
Why not?
We wouldn't allow you to.
I could wear a blue thimble with a little badge pinned to it.
No. We'd tell the public that it was a thimble and not a proper helmet. That is not a policeman, we'd cry as you tried to go about your daily business. That's not PC Thumb. He's a fake. He's just a mad elf wearing a thimble painted blue with another thing stuck on the front. And then the public would lose all confidence in you and you'd run home crying.
I see. So that's about the size of it then, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, I might as well go back to my old job. I never really wanted to be a copper anyway.
Wait a minute, sir. Did you say your old job...
That's right. I work for the government.
Work for the government? You're 3 inches tall and you work for the government?
That's right. In a job where I'm appreciated and all, where people don't make sarky comments about my height.
Don't tell me you're Kenneth Clark's toothpick.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not. I work for a man who isn't the slightest bit bothered about me being an elf. A man of kindness and tolerance, compassion and lack of prejudice. A man who in no way looks down upon me.
What do you do?
I'm Colin Moynihan's sparring partner. That's what I do.
And this here, Mrs. Reagan, is the crypt where we keep you on parish registers, you can. These books list everyone who's lived here from the Highland Clearance to the Great Disappearance, when half the population of Glasgow vanished.
Oh, my. Was that some sort of Scottish disaster?
Aye, the poll tax. Now, what was the name again you were looking for?
Well, it's really my husband who's looking... Ronnie? Ronnie!
Let the wind blow high and the wind blow low. Ronnie, where's your trousers?
Ronnie, what are you doing in my new tartan miniskirt? Take it off at once.
Careful, woman. You don't know what's worn under the kilt.
Everything is in Ronnie's case. Well, let me pull it down to his knees.
Oh, gosh. Oh, shucks. Help. This woman is sexually harassing me.
Don't be silly, Ronnie. I'm your wife.
Just wait till Nancy hears about this.
I am Nancy, dear. Now let me straighten your sparring.
Oh, you little minx. If I wasn't already spoken for, we could have one of those Highland flings.
Ronnie, for the last time, you and I are married.
Are we? Well, gosh, that's what I call a whirlwind holiday romance.
Yeah, we must be offering cheap rates for a way piece of Gretna Green. This'll be the big Jesse that wants to look up my archives.
Oh.
I think you'll find what you want if you look in this book here. History of the Clan MacRonnie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, see this picture, honey? Some guy sitting in a cave looking at a spider.
Aye, that's Ronnie the Bruce. He's a king, you know.
Oh, important guy, huh? You know, I used to be president of Hollywood. Or was it a big actor in Washington? Who's that guy?
Says he was a great clan chieftain.
Aye, Rob Ronnie. He wasn't afraid to break the law, neither.
Like me over Iran, huh? You know, I remember... No, it's gone again.
Look. There's a genuine clergyman who... Say, isn't that John Knox?
No, that's his much stricter brother, Ron Knox. Very descendant is pastor of this wee kirk here. Oh.
Hey, that's me.
There he is.
And wash all this frivolous looking at books and burning of light bulbs on the Sabbath, only 6 days off. Hamish, who's yon Sassenach with a face like a half-filled haggis? Shameless Jezebel, the flaunt in the knees and ankles, and your wife's nae better.
But, Pastor, these are good visiting American millionaires.
Will they maybe have been a little hasty here? If they buy tickets for the Saturday's guest, the weight of Mrs. Una McPherson and the wee cock Tom Bowler, I dare say we can come to some arrangement here, otherwise... They be doomed, you hear me? Doomed! Doomed! Hamish! Didn't forget to turn off the light. Wasn't the last electric bill almost a whole 10 shillings?
Oh, yes.
Wow! And he's a relative of my Ronnie?
According to the book of the Clan MacRonnie, aye. As is the pop singer Ron Stewart. The actor Sean Ronnery.
Well, gosh, you know... I have to tell you, Ronnie is not my surname.
Oh.
It's gone again.
You're no of the clan, I thought as much. They're all braw Scottish heroes.
Dinner fresh yourself, though. I've got one man who could only be related to you.
Oh.
His descendant made it big in America, too, you kid.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, what a picture. Look at those baggy clothes.
And the funny red nose. Oh, gee, Willikers, my very own ancestor. Who is it?
Isn't it obvious, the silly makeup on his face and the clownish behavior? It could only be Ronald the MacDonald.
By golly, there have been some strange sights around this week, haven't there, eh? Apart from Cilla's hat at the blind date wedding, eh? I see, this week the British Video Awards were handed out. The winners have got until 7 o'clock on Sunday to bring them back. But now, Headlines can exclusively reveal that these new TV franchises will mean cutbacks in the programme schedules, eh? Coronation Street is to merge with Birds of a Feather and become Coronation Chicken. On the Record will join up with the Generation Game and become On the Game. And my favourite, Emmerdale's going to merge with Beatles About and become a pile of old craps. I think it's... Oh, and did you see that 6 public school boys have been expelled for sniffing Tippex? Now they've been sent to a house of correction. But the silliest story of the week must be about that bar stall in a pub in Buckinghamshire. You read that? Where 31 women who've sat in it have become pregnant. Yes. The landlord's now trying to find a condom big enough to fit it. But... Sally, what have you done to your auntie? She's stoned out of her mind chewing grass. Blimey, she thinks Esther Ranson's after her with a Rottweiler.
I've just baked her a cake, Dad. Mum's special recipe.
Yeah, let's have a butcher. Oh, God, blimey, you've copied this wrong for a start. Mix the flour in the pot, it should be, not the pot in the... God. No wonder she's hallucinating.
Well, you're all right, aren't you, Dad?
Yes, why? Yeah, don't say you give me any of this stuff.
No. Mum told me to mix yours in your own special bowl.
What special bowl?
The one with the crack in it.
Oh, good.
And now, direct from their white tie and tail bash at a cobbler's, where they put the boot in and felt a right couple of heels, here they are to round up the week's news in their own inimitable way with a little piece dedicated to cads everywhere. The Headlines proudly presents those dashed good fellas, the Southeastern brothers, Kenneth and George.
Hello there.
The European bureaucrats are laying down the law.
Play the game, you cads, play the game. Why should dear old England be ruled by Jacques Delors?
Play the game, you cads, play the game.
The French are buying up our pubs, yes, Chateau, Rose and Crown.
They'll serve a lunch of frog's legs too, with wine of great renown.
What next? An Eiffel Tower in the heart of Twyford Down?
Play the game, you cads, play the game.
Vive la France.
Oh, must we, must we?
Scholars now say Christopher Columbus could be gay. We think that Homo sapiens has gone too far astray.
With his Atlantic sailors, though, he did go all the way.
Play the game, you cats, play the game.
All aboard the Jolly Roger.
Lay to and avast behind.
Have a thank you. South Africa wants compensation for the Boer War.
Play the game, you cats, play the game.
What, £50 billion from us? Come on, you know the score.
Play the game, you cats, play the game.
You know it isn't cricket, chaps. It really is a crime.
You're playing world-class matches now. We'll compromise this time.
And send you Ian Botham when he's through with pantomime.
Play the game, you cats. Play the game.
Look out, he's behind you.
Who is?
Christopher Columbus.
Hello, this is Roger Thrust, your roving investigative...
Your roving your probing reporter with another red-hot expose. I'm standing outside Buckingham Palace, the scene of an outrage that has left the public shocked and speechless. I mean, £3.50 for a hot dog and a lukewarm Fanta. Well, it's scandalous, it really is. Not only that, but this week saw rumours of alleged drug dealing within the palace grounds. And I'm now joined by the special police squad responsible for the investigation. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You are Sergeant Tom Pepper.
Correct.
CID.
No, T-O-M. Otherwise I'd be Sid, wouldn't I, sir? Eh? This bright young lady here is WPC Wandsworth, famous for her little grey cells.
I see. And those are the drugs you confiscated, are they?
Yes, indeed. Look at that, 100% pure. Believe me, sir, this stuff is evil. It affects your memory, destroys your moral fiber, and affects your memory.
Am I right in thinking you two led the dramatic dawn swoop on the palace?
Giraffe.
Yes, Roger, that is correct. It was planned as a dramatic midnight swoop, but the station tandem got a puncture and we arrived 6 hours late.
6 hours to mend a puncture?
Well, it was dark, sir. I had spent 5 hours trying to pump up the tower with my truncheon, you know. It's an easy mistake to make. Hedgehogs!
So, how were your suspicions first raised?
It all started when the sergeant here had an unexpected tip-off.
Oh, bad luck.
Yeah. But after a week's sick leave, I was back on the case. We had received documentary proof that there was some dope at the palace.
Oh, a hidden videotape?
No, Princess Diana's CSE results. Then we decided on a get-tough policy. But sadly, the keep-off-the-grass signs didn't work. So we went undercover.
How exciting. Well, what happened then?
To blend into the raw surroundings, WPC Wandsworth and I donned red, tight-fitting tunics, heavy boots and large silly hats.
And you both got in disguised as guardsmen?
No, we both got in disguised as Fergie.
Dirty work, sir, but somebody's got to do it, you know. Oh, this stuff is evil, sir. Evil! Ditch up!
Anyway, our plan was working. Almost immediately, we encountered the fence.
Ah, police slang for the criminal go-between or middleman.
No, police slang for 25 foot of cast iron railing, sir.
Silly me, sorry.
A common mistake for the layman, sir. It's easily done.
And how did you deal with this fence?
We dug it up and held it for 48 hours, but it told us nothing. We were getting nowhere. Lucy in the sky.
Yes, I know the feeling. How did you find the drugs?
All thanks to our secret weapon.
Our faithful pedigree sniffer corgi, Alex Hurricane Frank Buff of Blandford.
Down, boy, down. PC Percy Edwards is a little swine, he really is.
You'll be lucky that dog looks as high as a kite. So, this case is solved, is it?
Absolutely, and we've the evidence right here. God, dear, it is evil stuff. Oh, it really is. I'm out of my head at Buckingham Palace.
So, as a result of your success, you've both been promoted?
Yes, I'm off to Special Branch.
And what about you, Sergeant?
Where else, man? Me and the corgi are joining the flying squad. Far up.
Elvis. Elvis the King, are you there? This is Kim Tracy, the psychic from the Sun newspaper, with the great Elvis seance. The Sun readers have some questions for you, Elvis.
I have. Are the psychics of you really you, Elvis?
What do you think of the Elvis impersonators, Elvis?
Why did you leave us, Elvis?
It's Elvis Presley calling from that Graceland in the sky. So all you fans are asking how and who, when and why. It's all been stupid questions. Since I up and said goodbye, life is a bitter cup. Lookalikes, oh, trying to sing like me. I hate those white rhinestone suits. They look so very twee. I ain't been sitting in Memphis. That was just some wannabe. I'd not be seen dead there. Nothing to say to ya. Shut up, or I'll go spare.
And finally, Stop Press.
A poppy is to appear on the latest edition of the Royal Mail special issue stamp.
Yes, it's the first stamp that actually manages to lick its own back.
Uri Geller is going to appear in a court case.
Yes, he'll be trying to bend the judge's ear.
The council is insulating flats of neighbours who have complained of a couple's noisy lovemaking.
Well, I've heard a banging on the ceiling, but that's ridiculous, isn't it?
A couple who spent their courting days in a telephone box now want to get married.
Well,
there.
Why shouldn't they? That's where they got engaged.
Scientists are now claiming that the greenhouse effect was started by dinosaurs breaking wind.
So that's why the Natural History Museum's always empty, eh?
A new restaurant is naming its meals after famous Hollywood people. However, the Arnold Schwarzenegger has too many muscles, the Sylvester Stallone's got too much gristle...
And nobody wants to try the Alfred Hitchcock. It's funny, that, isn't it?
And that's the end of the Stop Press.
But I'll be back next week unless I pass out in a museum. Cheerio!
Those were the news headlines, starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield, with Peter Marston, the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman, Julian Dutton, Ivan Shakespeare, Jenny Maynard, Sid Wright, Tony Wheatley and Jerry Godin, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Les Rowley, P.J. Matthews, John Pete, Dave Single, Simon Jeweler and Stephen Albrow, Dave Dixon, Ian Patterson, Alan Hay, Noel Reed and Bob and Barbara Bolton, Graham Dakin, Danny McCulloch, Nick Thomas, Mark Conroy and Nonnie Williams, Robert Linford, John Holland, Les Fletcher and Mike Burgess.
All of who are now in a trance trying to contact our producer.
Dirt Bags!
Oh, good morning, young man. How can I help you?
I'd like one of those Billy Bunter books that has just been reissued, please, mister.
Of course you would. There you are. That'll be £3.50, please.
I can't pay you yet.
Oh, dear.
But I'm expecting a postal order any day now. Yeah.